Israel is pressing ahead with preparations to pull out of Gaza despite yesterday's resignation of Finance Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Next Monday, Israel will begin removing people from 21 Gaza settlements. Many settlers are vowing to resist the withdrawal, among them many Orthodox Jews.
Last week, a 19-year-old army deserter opened fire on a bus, killing four Israeli Arabs. He was an Orthodox Jew, strongly opposed to the Gaza pullout.
While that's an extreme example, it shows the degree to which many of Israel's Orthodox Jews are opposed to the planned pullout. As NPR's Linda Gradstein reports, some say they'll cut off ties with Israel unless the pullout is canceled.
At a recent protest by Israelis opposed to the Gaza withdrawal, thousands of young people confronted a line of police and soldiers. Among the protesters was one young Orthodox Israeli who could be asked to play a direct role in evacuating the Jewish settlers from Gaza.
I'm supposed to start the army next month, and I don't know what I'll do when they ask me to hurt my brother. That's something I just won't do. And everyone here should feel like he's hurting his brother. If they give me a gun and say, shoot your mother, of course I won't do it. And I won't hurt anyone from my family and any of my Jewish brothers.
There are thousands of Orthodox Israelis in the army. A few dozen have openly declared that they will not take part in the operation to evict the Gaza settlers. A few have been sentenced to military prison. Rabbi David Fendel is the head of a Jewish religious institute in the southern Israeli town of Sderot, just a few miles from Gaza. His students combine Jewish study and army service over 5 years. About a quarter of them are from the settlements in Gaza. Rabbi Fendel does not openly urge them to disobey orders, but he says he understands what many are feeling.
Many of our soldiers simply said, without asking our opinion, that for them it's inconceivable, it's so unfair that they should be asked to do something that negates everything they've been taught, everything they believe in, everything they dreamt of, the idea of building the whole Zionist dream.
For many Orthodox Jews in Israel, that Zionist dream was a fulfillment of God's promise to give the land of Israel to the Jewish people, as he promised Abraham in the book of Genesis. They say Gaza is clearly included in those borders. In 1967, when Israel conquered the West Bank, Gaza, East Jerusalem, and the Golan Heights, many Orthodox Israelis saw that as direct divine intervention. And they believe the Jewish settlement movement of the 1970s and 80s was also part of God's plan. Now the State of Israel is preparing to uproot these settlements in Gaza, and many Orthodox fear eventually the West Bank settlements as well. Kalman Newman, an expert on Israel's Orthodox community, says feelings against the state and Prime Minister Sharon are running strong.
And these people, many of them, have a feeling that they are so identified with the project of the settlements and the fact that this is being overturned, and many of them think in a way that isn't exactly democratic or is not exactly proper, there's a terrific amount of frustration, of alienation, of anger.
The crisis seems most acute among the young Orthodox, who, like young people everywhere, tend to be passionate about their beliefs. Israeli media reported that one group of Orthodox is threatening to commit suicide by drowning themselves in the sea off Gaza when the army moves in to evict them. Newman says the sense of alienation among the Orthodox is being expressed in other ways. The Orthodox community, about 10 to 15% of Israel's population, has always been overrepresented in elite army units. Newman says that may be changing.
We hear statements of people who don't want to volunteer to become officers. We hear statements of people who are very frustrated with the state. But I think that much of this frustration and alienation will not cause a withdrawal from the state, but an attempt to fight back.
Newman says it's likely that Orthodox members of Ariel Sharon's Likud party will try to oust him from power once the Gaza pullout is complete. Linda Gradstein, NPR News.